Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The school of Tupac, I'm a rival. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Tesla Figaro with the Straight Shot, No Chaser Podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I am doing this live on Twitter right now. Hopefully my Instagram family will join me. I typically record my podcast on Instagram because I love the interaction with folks. You guys know I love talking to you. But the thing about Instagram is people don't really have an opportunity to chime in the way they want to. One reason is because a lot of folks don't want to turn their camera on. They prefer to hide behind, their nickname and not have to expose themselves, which I get. Everybody don't want to be on camera. Twitter does allow us an opportunity to be able to engage with you, for you to be able to have interaction with me. And I wanted to take a moment to do that. I'm going to shut up. I want to take some of your calls today. Let's just do what they call on the Breakfast Club and get it off your chest. I have two co-hosts who are joining me today, Alanis Crowns and Marcellus. They will be here helping me navigate. Just in case you're not familiar, the Black Effect Podcast Network is a network that is on iHeartRadio, the largest audio platform in the country, started by Charlamagne Tha God. I have a podcast there, and this recording will be on the podcast. I'm going to get right to it. Looks like we have, go ahead, Jay.
Yes, everyone, please tweet out the space. Be sure to go over and subscribe to the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast with Tesla Figaro at the Black Effect podcast. She's on all streaming networks like Spotify, Apple, and all that good stuff. So let's hear from Immortal Melanin, and then after that, we'll hear from Rano.
Okay, greetings to the host and co-host, and greetings to all in the room. I really appreciate this space, and I really just came up here to, you know, testify to the things that you've been saying based on experiences that I've had. I'm here in St. Louis. In the last couple of years, we had a situation where we had some aldermen removed from office. And in the wake of that, there were special elections. And I just wish that we had more of the information and training that you offer, because I know it would have been an ultimate success. But just to give you a synopsis, Norma Walker was the grassroots choice candidate, and she won the special election just the way that you said, knocking on doors, getting out, talking to people. Many of the things that you mentioned here tonight, she was doing those things pretty strong. That was the special election. But then came up the regular election season, okay? And because of redistricting, there was a runoff. They had a runoff because they were merging several districts, wards. They were merging them, so they had a runoff election, and she was successful in passing that stage based on a lot of the information that you were saying. And ultimately, at the end of that process, when she faced her for the final election after the runoff, then she lost. But she lost I wish I could remember the exact number. It was either 151 people or 51 people. So somewhere between 51 and 151 votes is all we needed to go ahead and get that seat. And I got some pushback. Say, I consider myself a strong reparationist. But I got pushback from certain, you know, heads where they said, well, this candidate, her platform isn't reparations, and she's this and that and this and that. And I was like, no, but she's going to bring resources to our community. Now, fast forward a few months, and we have a reparations commission that was created by the mayor in an executive order. And guess who's going to look over? Guess once they have their recommendations made, those recommendations are, to, according to the executive order, are to be presented to the mayor and board of aldermen for consideration. So we had a good candidate, you know what I'm saying? And if I could have got the reparationists, then I consider myself one, but if I could have really got them.
What reparations? Are you talking about the reparations on Twitter?
No, just people who say, when I say that, I use that word.
No, I know, but I want to narrow it down. I want to make it tight, because when people, when I be hearing reparation, you usually talking about these people on Twitter, and that's okay. Let's unpack it. Do they live in that city? Can any of them get 150 people to show up? Like, let's deal with this. What is this reparation of scholars that we talking about? Because I know you're talking about.
It's Twitter banter.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's where the conversation ends. Yeah. See, that's where the conversation ends with me, brother, because not with you, but let me deal with it. So you don't want to deal with it. I'll deal with it. These so-called reparations can't get 50 people to show up in a goddamn room. I need them to be an organizationist. Be an organizationist first and get 50 people to show up in the room. See, that talking on Twitter don't mean nothing to me. You can have all the scholar in the world. You can't get 25 people to show up. You ain't no threat and you ain't no muscle. This is just the only reason why I did that training was the show. Because you wasn't going to believe me when I said I had 300 employees in Orlando. They wasn't going to believe me when I said I had 150 people show up like clockwork. They wasn't going to believe me when I said we did 40,000 hours. They wasn't going to believe me when elected officials, when I show up in town, no matter how long I've been gone, they ask Senator Turner, they show up and they say, we don't want no problems with the political pit. That muscle is a motherfucker. And I'm telling you that these so-called reparationists, this is why they like hiding behind these avatars. Because when I start seeing what they look like and seeing the receipts and going to the hometown, shit start looking real different. And I'm not saying that to diss nobody. I'm saying it to inspire you to figure out how to get 50 people to show up in the room. You don't get to, let me do a gangbanging scenario since y'all say I'm so gangster. Don't no blood get to tell no Crip how to run they city. You can't tell me how to do nothing. You probably spend way too much time talking to these reparationists that can't get 20 people to show up in the goddamn room. They don't have no power, no muscle. These people be talking, thinking they putting fear. And oh, yeah, they don't deal with me because they know I keep it real. You don't keep it real. It don't have nothing to do with how many people follow you. It don't have nothing to do. This is real time, y'all. I'm telling y'all real time. Jada's been able to see it for herself. Marcella's been able to see it for herself. The other day when I did talked about Mississippi, the mayor of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, that mayor called Newark, New Jersey to get a hold of me to say, wait a minute, hold on. We just want to clear the record. I only got 150,000 people that follow me on Twitter, on Instagram. They don't give a shit about who follow me. They cared about the 20 million people that heard my voice. Some of y'all watched, remember when I did, when I talked about the Black app, put a 100 if you remember, when I did that no bucking, no vote, when I went out the Black app, y'all sat in this space and watched Black app come in this Twitter space to hear what I had to say. I didn't need 1,500 people in here to hear what they had to say. Influence make people move. The power that they know I can move people. And I'm talking about on the ground. I'm not talking about in no damn Twitter space. Who give a shit about a Twitter space when you can't get 300 people to come to show up and move? Orlando knows this about me. They know this. I'm not just a talking head. That's why I like to separate. Let's see who can get the bodies to show up and who can't. That shit don't mean nothing. If you don't have, you're wasting your time getting them. If I would have got them on board, we would have got 150. The devil is a lie because they can't get nobody, baby. You should have been just knocking on. If y'all got 80,000 people, you should, all that just meant y'all just need to knock on a few more doors and run another time and get off this damn Twitter. Them people can't get nobody to show up in a room. I made sure and push the line. Jade and Marcellus, y'all were there. I made sure to pan the camera. Let's pan the camera around the room. Let's do the shot. Let's let them see. I love it when they show videos only with you at the top and they don't want to pan that damn camera. Let's pan that camera around and see who showed up. It wasn't no confusion who was in our room, baby. You didn't have to mix it up. It wasn't no confusion. Oh, that was the people that came from over there and over there. No, no, no. Everybody that was in their room at 6 o'clock when it was raining outside, raining and cold, everybody that was in their room, we know they was in their room for that. We didn't have to mix it up with the crowd. You know how y'all did at the rally. Oh, well, you know, some of them was there, but really they was there because they was there because of this or that. No, no, no. Them three people that showed up in that room all came for that. I'm just giving you the real live receipts, y'all. I did that just to show and prove that you can do this, not to brag, to show you you can do it. You can do it. But it's not going to be by convincing these people on this damn Twitter. If they're going to give you money, fine. Other than that, I'm telling you how the establishment does it. They do not spend time talking on this shit about what we need to do and how we need to do it. Oh, man, we cooked. Oh, man, we cooked. We had 2,000 people in there. 2,000 people, they can't get 200 people to show up in a room. That is the power. That's how they fear you. That's how they fear you. They don't respond to you if you can't get people to show up. That's it. I'll tell them I can't do it. Well, then you shut your mouth then and go partner with somebody that can. You got to be able to get people to follow you up the hill. It's that simple. Mayors fear who they know going to move people. They don't do that. They know not to have me up there because I keep it real. I've been going on Fox News for 6 years, keeping it real, talking about white supremacy and all that, keeping it real. But you know how I got to Fox News? Joining us is Teslin Figaro, former National Racial Justice Director for Bernie Sanders. I was on that ground. You don't get to just, whether y'all like Fox, CNN or not, you don't get to go on there just keeping it real. You got to have a resume of keeping it real on the ground. Ain't nobody scared of y'all. Your talk ain't that solid as as you think. Don't nobody want to go back and forth with you about your theory. You're going to have to get your ass on the ground. That's it. That's all. Oh, I do it. I help out the community. Ain't nobody talking about you passing out no books in no soup kitchen. I said, how many can you get? I give you the receipts, assist the bench. I talk about it all the time. 2011. Go Google it. Teslin Figaro put a hat, put a space, put a sister bench. It was just me with an infant kid, one woman, one business owner, went against the NBA that was coming to Orlando, Florida for the lockout. I mean, for the NBA All-Star. It was during a lockout. I went, took my black ass down to the media. I told them, come follow me. I had them put a camera on Aaron Clark, who had just served a 10-year sentence, who I gave a job. And because of the lockout, he had to go ring a Salvation Army. Jade, if you can Google it and put it up, Teslin Figaro's sister bench, you should be able to find the clip so they could see it in the Jumbo Tribe. You know, we got to give people receipts because it's a lot of the people that be talking. How did you do it, Teslin? Oh, I need the media. Oh, I just went down to the local and said, if y'all going, if they going to come down here and be on lockout, what about Aaron Clark? I owe Aaron Clark. Aaron Clark told me that him 6'3", 200 something pounds, that he felt like a man when he worked with me. He was able to keep his head lifted up. I had to do it for Aaron Clark. It was about Aaron Clark. And when you can convince somebody that it's about them, you'll be surprised how the anointing can follow you and destroy the yoke. They came and covered the story. As a result of that, 1,500 people got served Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Now, many of y'all who can't get nobody to go in the room and say it ain't nothing but dinner and Christmas dinner, well, you can't get them a Lunchable. So at the end of the day, I encourage the one up. I wish you would one up because I got a story for you every single time. And that's how we should be encouraged. Let's one up on this work. Let's not one up on this talk. Who know the best quotes and who know the best? Let's one up on this. If I get 300 people to the room, you show me what time it is to get 600. That's how we win. Let's win together by the work, though. By the work. That's why y'all see me. I don't like all that talking. I don't like that talking. Let's get to the work. And I'm very proud of that project, by the way. Assistant Bench was able to take care. My mayor told me, you don't need to talk because Orlando's still getting paid at the Amway Center. My contract was at the Amway Center. I'd supplied ushers. Oh, we still getting paid. What about Aaron Clark, though? What about Aaron Clark? So let's focus on Aaron Clark. And for those of y'all that are not a believer in the Most High, you don't believe in God, then don't worry about it. I ain't talking to you. But those of us that do, I believe in when he say the least of these. I believe in when he say he going to separate the goat from the sheep, those who are about the shepherd's business. I believe it. And he's covered me every step of the way. And ain't no mama put me in the game and no daddy put me in the game. I probably have about three or four people in this industry that really look out for me or that would at least mention my name. But other than that, ain't nobody gave me a damn thing. Not no organization, nothing. I ain't slept my way to no damn top. I ain't did none of that. I've had to get in there and grind, sometimes work for free for people for years. To show my work ethic over and over and over. Success is a formula. That's it. That's all. You got to be able to do it. You got to be able to quit and lose. And you got to be strategic in how you're moving. If you go run for a local seat, you standing on a bullhorn yelling and screaming. Ain't nobody scared of you. I'm telling you that they're scared of you because you can't get nobody to follow you. Go get 300 people to become a city council person. Do you know they got elected position, precinct chair and soil and water? So, because if you are an elected person, they have to listen to you. You got to go earn the respect, baby. That just ain't your talking point. Nobody care about your damn talking point. Oh, man, we cooking. You ain't cooking shit. You got to bring home the bacon sometimes. Sometimes the bacon matters. You boiling water. That's all you doing is sitting there boiling water. Somebody got to, you cooking your ass off though with that water, but I can't do nothing with no boiled water. I can't eat it. It ain't going to fulfill me. But you cooking, though. Y'all be in here cooking. Who's she cooking? Cook, queen, cook. Cook what? Boiling water. Bring that bacon home, that meat sometimes. I hope you're challenged and inspired by my words. If not, hey, it is what it is. I'm like FedEx. I'm going to leave it at the door. You ain't got to sign it, receive it, none of it. It is what it is.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Tritus is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Go ahead, Jay. You got
the receipt is in a lot of receipts are in the Jumbotron, but that Assist the Bench project is definitely up there. That's the last one you see. I think we were on Brother Immortal. I wasn't sure if you were done. And then next we'll go to Conscience because he's also in St. Louis. And then we'll go to Rono.
And then do we have the brother that I unblocked?
Yes. Shut Up and Shoot, Shut Up and Dribble is in the chat. I am shooting him a mic and he should be coming up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing I wanted to add is that I became aware of and became, you know, involved in, promoting that campaign as a result of the work that Conscience was doing on the ground. We talk about knocking on doors, we talk about getting people that you know involved. And so that's what he did, and that's why I knew everything that I told you today, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you letting me speak.
Thank you. And thank you for allowing me to cut your wisdom. I apologize, but I just had to put if only the reparation is, I had to make sure who we talking about and I needed to name it, you know, and I need people to stop thinking they got power and hours in areas that they don't, because what's happening is it's distracting those who are on the ground because you're believing, you know, this idea that, oh man, we got to get the reparation is behind us. I don't need y'all get behind me, do a damn thing, because I'm going to go knock on way more doors than you. And that's who wins. If you look at a lot of these candidates that win, they don't have major platforms. They're not sitting up there spending time. Any candidate that's not spending 95% of their time on the ground, they're going to lose every time. Everything, every single time. Now, I've told you guys, if you like talking, then y'all need to go open up a PAC, a political action committee. That's what this is. educating, awareness, vote awareness. Go get a PAC. I've said it many times. That's the best thing for a lot of y'all. I think you'd be great PAC spokespeople. You can raise money. You can get grants for it. People can donate to it. You do it the right way. Just get a PAC. Stop being a candidate. Because being a candidate is off this damn mic and on the ground. It just is. With the people that can actually vote for you, not somebody in another city that don't have no pull in your city, and they thinking because they can read scholarship, and I scholar this and scholar that. And if I ask them, I'm going to come to your city tomorrow and I want 100 people in the room. They can't get 10 at best. You have no credibility with me, none. And that's how you allow a lot of these quote unquote establishment people to laugh at you. They laughing at it. It's a joke. They don't take you serious. You think they ain't taking you serious because you keep this so real. No, you ain't taking it serious because you can't get nobody to show up in that room. I promise you get somebody show in that room. They got to respect you if nothing else. They going to respect you. I promise you. I've done too many times. A lot of people don't like me. You ain't got to like me. You're going to respect me, though. I bet they show up in Orlando. Bet you that.
Next person, Jay.
Yes. Conscious Outlaw.
How you doing, host and coach? How you doing, Tesla? Thanks for allowing me to speak. I was the street team captain in St. Louis in the 13th district. Norma J. Walker, we won her special election, and I couldn't get any support off the app, which I really didn't care because I know most of 90% of the people on the app, they talk about stuff that's not talked about on the street. And it was actually 150 votes that we lost by because they switched the district. And it was a lot going. It was a lot on the line. $37 million worth of COVID money, $750 million worth of Rams money, and all the projects as far as land reclamation authority. A committee seat I was vying for, because if I had got the candidate into that seat, I would have been the appointee for that particular committee. But it didn't happen like that because, like you said, I'm just co-signing with you that no people talk a lot, but they don't actually do the work. And then if you want to ask for help, they want to criticize and what. I guess you say nigga babble. They're a nigga babble on her and they won't do any real work. They won't even retweet it. So I didn't dare try to bring my candidate onto Twitter to try to garner any support because, like you said, those are not the people that's going to vote. Those are not the people in my area. Like I said, 90% of people in my area don't know nothing about reparations. They don't. They care about the stuff that's going on in their particular area. And I got to the point to where even though my alderman lost the vote, her opponent gave me the respect to tweet out things for me or give me information that I was being hid in my reparations commission. And we've got an extension on our commission by 6 months because of the work that me and Brother Immortal did throughout last year, showing up, pushing the issue, talking about cash payments, lending space and things like that. So I just wanted to say, co-sign the fact that you are totally correct. People need to get off the app and onto work. So I'm going to land right there.
Well, congratulations. And the reason why they still give you the respect, because anytime you work on the ground, even if you don't win, if you hustle, they still going to respect you because what they don't want you to do is be against them. Any smart politician know either you with me or I don't want you to be against me. So that's why they respected you. And I would have said if you'd have been working with me, you didn't even be on the app at all talking, period. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that people on this app need to be doing, if they're not doing a phone bank from you, because you can do a phone bank from out of town. You know, it don't take to do it all the time on campaigns. Only thing people can offer on this app is signing up for a phone bank where they call your voters and ask for them to vote for you or donate to you. That's it. Convincing people that don't live, because one thing about it, first of all, people lie on this app. Oh, I know I got people in Ohio. Oh, I know I got such and such. Oh, I know I got, my name is Hot Dog 8925. These people don't even use, I'm just keeping it real. It's just a bunch of avatars to me. And I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying it in the most respectful way. Y'all sit up here and I'm not saying y'all, I'm saying some of y'all have a nervous damn breakdown about being doxxed. They dox me. See, I only talk to people that like to get doxxed. I'm Tesla Figaro. That's my real name. So I'm only going, you ain't my peer if you ain't using your real name. I appreciate you, brother. Like, you work on the ground, but people that go by Conscious This, Hot Dog, Hot Apple Pie, 4922, you think you fit to challenge me and you ain't even willing to lose your job? I've lost my job. I'm on the FBI list. I'm on Netflix talking in front of 20 million people saying I'm willing to die for the cause. No, homie, you, yeah, you're going to one up. You're going to have to see me straight up. They dox me. They dox. So you afraid? You don't want to have, you don't even want to show your face. And you think you're going to battle me? It's levels to this. Get your ass up in the stands and talk to the other non-dox people. You going to let somebody ain't even willing to show their name tell you how to run your city and they just making it up as they go? They be lying. I know people in Ohio. Prove it to me then. And meet me on the block with 50 other people with you. Then I'll listen to you. You do not earn credibility in nothing. The mafia, gangs, establishment, non-establishment, if you can't move no muscle, that's it. I wouldn't have been wasting no time talking to them. Show them with the receipt. Go win the receipt. Go get the seat first. Then come back and say, hey, y'all, come get involved. And the only way you can get involved with me on this app is being on phone bank. If you don't live in my city, if I'm running for office, then you need to be phone banking. A lot of people just like talking, having conversations, podcasts, inspirationists and shit. That's what it is to me. Not reparations, inspirationists. I want a podcast. That done ran everybody out the game too. Everybody had a podcast, 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 podcast on YouTube. Put a 100 if y'all remember. During Corona, everybody started it. YouTube showed your ass, didn't you? They knocked that shit down 90%. Now you got to work 20 times harder to get clicks and likes. That's why everybody's switching their content up. One minute you're talking about this, next minute you're talking about that, next minute you're talking about that. You all over the damn place. And you're trying to get them clicks up. That's why I don't monetize YouTube. I don't even put stuff on YouTube. For what? I go get contracts so I can keep talking this shit that I do. That's the difference. I'm just giving y'all the game, y'all. Oh, yeah, they grifting. No, you grifting. You just grifting by clicks and likes. It's still a grift, though. Let's just keep it real. With those who challenge me, she grift and she using you for what? Do you think I won U.S. Department of Commerce? That's the U.S. Department, y'all. Minority Entrepreneur of the Year. You think I won that because of Twitter space? Are you nuts? Think about it. Think real hard about it. End of the day, the contracts matter. It just does. My client nominated me, Own Nurses, et cetera, $50 million company owned by a black man. Been with him since 2016. It matters in the real world, y'all. I'm telling y'all, a lot of these people setting y'all up. And again, let me say this. I appreciate the work. I do. I love the reparationists. I've met a lot of you guys that came and met with me in person. I just want you to be inspired to put it on the ground. Just put it on the ground a little bit. Instead of trying to convince people that literally have no play with you. They literally have no play. You got to come before us and talk to the black folks in the grassroots. Well, give me 100 people on the grass first. I need to see it. I'm just telling you how I work in the real world. And they can make 1,000 posts about this after that. I don't give a shit. I ain't showing up. You should be more strategic and try to figure out how to get me in the room. For those of the people that kept on making all them videos about with your non-strategic ass. No wonder you ain't won nothing. Should have hit me up on the back end and say, hey, I'm about to make this video. I love to have you chime in. I'll help you chime in. Because I think we do need our own voices out there, even those that challenge me. But if you too dumb and your strategy, if you think the quickest way to think you're going to hurt me is by talking to me, I just completely ignore you like everybody else. And I'm not ignoring you because you keep this so real. You just can't impact none of my moves. You want to learn how to impact me, you better learn how to get on that ground. Because talking, you're not going to out. You can out-talk me. You cannot outwork me. You cannot outwork me. My work ethic is cold. Good luck to you, brother, and congratulations again. I look forward to hopefully hearing you run again and narrow down at 150 people. And I guarantee you take out 10% of sitting up talking on this app with people that think they some damn kingmaker and can't get 20 people to show up at their hometown. You'll narrow that 150 down. So, I hope you appreciated this. It'll be on Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. You certainly can download it wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for everybody that contributed to the conversation. Great, great, great conversation. I look forward to seeing if some of these Twitter people are going to put their money where their mouth is. Let's see what them caucus looking like. At the end of the day, you got to be able to get them numbers up on the board. And so let's see if they're going to vote for Trump. let's see what it looked like. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. You don't have to be a Republican to be excited about it. I'm excited because I like politics and I like seeing the process. And I like seeing if they talk back up that walk. And always at the end of the day, it's going to come down to those numbers. So be looking out for that. Like I always say, use it, lose it, can't make it, choose it. I'm just like FedEx, baby. I'm going to give it to you. You either take it or not. Peace and love, family.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.